Everybody likes to be the first at doing something, so right here and now, I'm going to coin a phrase, cultural entomedia. And it is October, that means it's baseball season. So here's a question to explain what cultural entomedia is all about. What do Catcher in the Rye, online chat, and government housing in Slovenia have in common? Well, if you guess that they all have a connection to do with bugs, and that they involve the media world, you, my friend, are absolutely correct. This is E. Emmett Brady, and on today's Insect News Network, I go through an unusual set of hexapod headliners. At the top of a list is a diamond in the rough. Well, specifically, a photonic crystal in the rough. I talk about Lamprocyphus augustus, an iridescent Brazilian beetle, whose scales have caught the eyes and imagination of computer engineers around the world. Apparently, the scales keep the same crystalline structure as diamonds, and they're able to refract the same type of light in any direction, no matter which way the light is beamed. Now, researchers have long envisioned computer chips that work with light rather than electricity, and optical chips using photonic crystals could compute in three dimensions rather than two, crunching data in seconds rather than weeks at a time. Now you can see how a little coleopteran like L. augustus might revolutionize the computer semiconductor world. There's more fascination on the Hexapod headliners, where we look inside the brain of a grasshopper. I talk about a movie about President Barack Obama's election campaign and the unusual metaphors within. And yes, once again, we find an example of honeybee-inspired biomimicry. This time it's architecture, and it leads us to the honeybee apartments in Slovenia designed to look and work like the hexagonal patterns found inside the homes of honeybees. I also dedicate the end of the show to cultural entomedia, and even though I might be the only person to ever use that phrase, I'm pleased to present an overview on a section from the entry of cultural entomology that I wrote for Wikipedia, the first of its kind, with over 60 fields of human endeavor that are influenced or have parallels to the insect world and all of the microcosm, but are not traditionally addressed in the insect studies. The process of publishing has been inspiring, frustrating, confusing, and demonstrative, good, bad, and ugly, a lot like the world of bugs. To hear the full broadcast, go to insectnewsnetwork.com and type in the big 40, that's pound 40 into the search bar. Bzzz.